I would like to direct your attention this morning to, as our morning scripture was 1 Peter chapter 1. I didn't know that was going to be the scripture this morning. But 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. And I would request this morning that everyone would stand and let's reverence this holy word. 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning at verse 18 down through 25. And it reads as thus: For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by traditions from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world and was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Seeing ye have purified your soul in obeying the truth through the Spirit and unto unfringed love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervent. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as a flower of grass. The grass witheth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Father, we love you this morning. And not only this morning, but always. We will love you too and into eternity. Father, we need to hear your word this morning. We need to hear what thus said the Lord. Father, would you remember every prayer request? Would you remember the backslider this morning? Lord, will you save someone this morning? Let your word of truth and the power of thy word penetrate the soul of someone, Lord, who wants to taste your glory. Lord, would you bless this clay vessel? Lord, allow me to speak with clarity and with thy own understanding, to tell the people first for me what thus said the Lord. Remember all the sick. Remember all our mothering. In Jesus' name we pray. And then everyone say amen.
Amen.
And before we get into the word, you know, sometimes I wonder, I'm learning that every time I get in God's word and I feel God's presence, it gets hot. It's like, you know, when you touch something hot, Brother Joe, what you do? You holler too, don't you? You know, we got to act like we love God's word. Now, you know, God's word is not always gonna be like ice cream. It's gonna hurt you sometimes. It's gonna cut you sometimes. But it's gonna make you better. Say, make me better, Lord.
Make me better, Lord.
Hallelujah. See, this is what I'm talking about. See, we don't say it with conviction. Lord, make me better. Come on, say it again.
Lord, make me better.
And if you mean that, don't you know he will? The Lord does not want anyone to be lost. The Lord wants every one of us to be with him in eternity. But you have to want it. You have to want to be with him. And you have to want to know about him and what he has to offer in order to want to be with him. The topic, the subject that I want to leave in your hearing this morning is what Adam gave up. Can you put it up there? What Adam gave up on the blood of Jesus Christ would restore. Jesus is going to restore what Adam gave up. The blood of Jesus is the foundation of redemption. Jesus Christ died on the cross, shedding his blood, and was then resurrected as the only acceptable payment for sin. The word redemption means an act of redeeming or atoning for a fault. Means deliverance. That's what Jesus brought us, deliverance. He rescued us and delivered us from sin. He repurchased. The ransom he paid was not in gold or silver, as we read in our scripture. We are freely redeemed, and redemption does not cost us one red penny, because silver and gold is corruptible. That is, silver and gold perish, and money does pass away. Therefore, if we are able to buy redemption with money, our redemption would only last as long as our money would last. Come on, church, say amen.
Amen.
When it deteriorates away, the payment for our ransom would no longer exist. He paid for our redemption with his precious blood. The sinless, spotless lamb that John the Baptist looked up and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God coming." Yeah. The blood of Jesus is absolute, the most precious thing God has offered us. Come on and say amen.
Amen.
And if we are going to be delivered from the corruptible world and given eternal life, then the ransom paid for our relief has to be an eternal ransom. A ransom that will last as long as we are going to live.
going to live forever. Because I want to live forever, I'm going to believe that Jesus Christ came here and gave his life and shedded his blood for my sins. And because he rose again, I'm going to live forever with him. Glory to God. I believe Jesus died for my sins. If we are going to be delivered, hallelujah, from a corruptible world, then the ransom paid for our relief has to be an eternal one. This ransom is not silver and gold, because they are totally inadequate in redeeming us. Every human born has sinned against God. I know sometimes when we're born and we started, well, I haven't did nothing wrong. I haven't even smoked a cigarette.
Amen.
But you're a sinner. You're a sinner by Adam, the first Adam. Every man has sinned against God and fallen short of his standards. We do not and cannot earn salvation by keeping the Old Testament. Because if we had the Old Testament automatically did what? Condemned us to death. Thank you, Jesus. We cannot get eternal life by just simply being a good person. Because we will fail every time. Because it is sin is in our nature. Say in our nature. In our nature. After Adam's original sin, God accepted the death as a substitute, as an animal, as a substitute for sinners. The animal shed blood was proof that life had to be given for another. Hallelujah. That's what sin is. Sin messed up everything. Thank you, Jesus. Life is precious to God. And he places great value, hallelujah, on each of his creation. And this agreement demonstrated that while blood symbolized death, it also showed that our life was spared. Hallelujah. Back in the old biblical days, that on the Day of Atonement, the priest, the high priest, had to go into the temple and they sacrificed first for themselves. Hallelujah. To ask for forgiveness of their sin before he could present and ask for the forgiveness of the people of Israel. See, this sin thing is something. Sin built a gulf that separated us from God. I know you didn't do nothing. Hallelujah. But it's in our blood. Hallelujah. It's in our blood. Glory to God. This agreement demonstrated that while blood symbolized that, it also showed that a life was spared. Every time they sacrifice the spotless, unblemished lamb, lives were saved. Hallelujah. But this was only a temporary covenant of the blood of animals. It was only temporary. It wasn't good enough, but it was temporary at that time. God would later send his only begotten son as a new covenant or a new testament through Jesus Christ. Jesus would die in place of me and you. The sacrifice that Jesus fulfilled completely what the Old Testament could not do. For sin to be paid in full, a life had to be shed. Innocent blood had to be shed. that was born from man was able to do that. Because every black body filled person, sin was corruptible. It was sinful. And all we knew how to do was sin. Come on and say, thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. But there was a time when, hallelujah, there was no evil. I want to take you back a little bit. There was a time when there was no evil whatsoever upon the face of the earth. A time when the world was perfect and was clothed in perfection. Thank you, Jesus. But the day came when sin entered into the world. And when sin first entered into the world, catastrophe and consequences began immediately to take place. The sin affected Adam and Eve. It affected their image of themselves. Sin crushes and destroyed their self-image. Because how was they made? They were made in the image of God. Sin came in and snatched that image of perfection away from them. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. The sense of being naked, imperfect, and corruptible, of being short of God's glory and righteousness, hallelujah, had been taken away because of sin. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. They attempted to cover their sin. Hallelujah. That's what sin do when you do wrong. When you do wrong, the first thing you want to do is try to cover up your mistake of what you're doing. But don't you know you can't hide from God? He's everywhere. He's even under the carpet. Glory to God. You can't hide from him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The sense of being naked. Hallelujah. Shortness. It causes the presence of God in their life. Glory. Righteousness left them. And when they sin, glory to God, their mind, it broke up because it was presence of God had left them. Don't you know that they knew that they had sinned? Because when we do wrong, something down on the inside wakes up and lets you know you're wrong.
Amen.
Glory to God. Their perfection had left them. Hallelujah. The sin affected Adam and Eve, image of themselves. Glory to God. The sense of being naked, imperfect and corruptible, of being short of God's glory and righteousness. Hallelujah. And when we do wrong, the first thing that we want to do is try to get away. Glory to God. We run. And we run and hide from God. But we should be running to him. Thank you, Jesus. The alienation from God and the breaking of God's heart that disturbed that relationship that they once had and caused a severe division between God, Adam, Eve. That's what sin did. It caused a division. Some of God's glory and righteousness must have covered and clothed them. Hallelujah. Because they were made in the image. Hallelujah. And his glow, his anointing of righteousness, the light covered them. They were unaware at that particular time that they were naked. And see, the moment sin overtook them, hallelujah, their awareness of their nakedness That's the first thing that they noticed. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. And they became ashamed. Glory to God. And they tried to hide. The first thing that they did was they took a fig leaf. Hallelujah. I looked up the word fig leaf. And a fig leaf, they didn't cover the whole body. Glory to God. If they covered the whole body, they wouldn't have been able to move or run from God. But they covered took a fig leaf and covered the private part. Thank you, Jesus, because they were ashamed. That's what sin does. Sin makes us ashamed. Glory to God. But God was brokenhearted because of the sin of man. But God, in his infinite power, infinite knowledge, glory to God, God looked down through the ages. And he looked down through the time. He looked down through the decades. And he looked down through the years and days of sin and shame that housed the shame of all of this had come upon fallen man. Hallelujah. Because of sin. Hallelujah. Acts of lying. Because of sin. Stealing. Because of sin. There's cheating. There's killing. There's war. There's immortality. Hallelujah. Immorality, rather. Hallelujah. And there's broken homes. That's broken lives. All the pain and hurt and suffering that would come upon man, woman, children, through the days of century down to history. But I'm here to tell you this morning that God is love. Hallelujah. That God loves me. Oh, glory to God. He looked down, thank you, Jesus, through the infinite time. And he saw that we were going to need some help. That's why, my God, you know, he wrote a book. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And my name is in that book. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus. Oh, yes, he did. He looked down through the times and he seen, oh, thank you, God, that I was going to need some divine help. You don't mind if I make this personal for me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, sinner. Oh, corrupt man like I am. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He saw, hallelujah, that I needed not just any kind of help. Hallelujah. The help that I need. Thank you, Jesus. Money couldn't buy. The help that I needed. Silver and gold. Couldn't even do it. Oh, thank you, Jesus. But Jesus, God knew, glory to God, that Jesus knew that he was going to come to this earth and die, not only for my sins, but your sins. Oh, glory to God. He knew from the foundation of the world, the book that Jesus wrote was written before the foundation of the world. He knows all things. He sees all things. He is everywhere. Oh, glory to God. He knew Adam, the first Adam, glory to God, was going to be hard-headed. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He knew, hallelujah, that he was not going to listen to it. That's why, glory to God, it was predestined before the foundation of the world that Jesus was going to come and die. Oh, hallelujah. When Adam sinned, he began to run. Oh, yes, he did. He's been running ever since. Thank you, Jesus. When you look out in the streets, Glory to God. People are still running from him. Thank you, Jesus. They'd rather run to the liquor store than run to the church where salvation and life reigns. Life reigns in Christ Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. They'll run everywhere. They'll run to the job. Glory to God. Thank you, because they got a good job. If it ain't gonna be all right, then they find out that they're not happy. They're still missing something. What they don't know is, yes, they are missing something. They're missing God. They're missing the love of God in their life. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Do you love him this morning? Do you love him this morning? Hallelujah. I love him with all of my dying being. I say that because I know one day, glory to God, in order for me to get to heaven, I got to make some type of transition. I'm either going to be here when the rapture comes, or glory to God, I got to die. Hallelujah. But if I die, I'm gonna die in the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'd rather die knowing that I got Jesus, and die and not have him at all. In life, do you believe him? Do you believe him? Down to the time. God has always wanted to reveal himself to his creatures, to us. Glory to God. I don't know in the Bible, thank you, Jesus, that if Adam and Eve ever seen God. But you got one thing that we got to remember. Glory to God. And I'm just using, it's not no scripture. But they were made perfect. They were made in his image. Hallelujah. They were perfect beings. I don't know, because they fellowship every day before the fall. Hallelujah. I don't know what type of form or what type of light that was in the garden. But the Bible said that he fellowship with them, and he walked in the garden every day with them. He came to check on them. Glory to God. Just to sit down and fellowship with Jesus. Don't you notice something? When you fellowship with Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. They see some kind of light. Glory to God. Aren't you tired of running? Aren't you tired of running? Hallelujah. Those of you who are running, stop running. Because one day, you're going to run up into a brick wall. Every day he wakes us up, Elder, it's an opportunity that we have to come to him. God wants to love on you. Oh, Lord. I ain't talking about that old physical love. You know how your boyfriend, yeah, y'all got boyfriend. How they love on you, never let you eat. Glory to God. God wants to love on us in perfect love, perfect peace, perfect harmony. And he wants to fulfill the desires of your heart. And you know, when we come to Christ, you're not going to be trouble free. Because we live in a world that's full of trouble.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. But God wants us to live right.
Jesus.
God in all his power, and all his infinite insight, knowledge, looked and put a plan in place. Because we are his special creatures, creation. He had every right to wipe me and to wipe you from the face of the map, because God is everything. And he can destroy. He can. God can do anything. But his love outweighs all of that trouble that we get in. He never turns his back on us. Like we do. And we have to work for that perfection of love. Not just saying it, but when you say it, you mean it so much, so it's so real in your heart that it gives off vibes. And people can feel your love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We got to live holy. We can't live holy today and be unholy tomorrow. This here is a continually walk with him. Everything that Adam, the first Adam, gave up, God is going to replace it. When the world was destroyed by water, and I believe how many people were saved? How many people were saved? Eight people were saved. New beginning. Everything was wiped out from the face of the earth. Only eight people were living. And along with those eight people, sin still existed. Why did sin exist? Because sin was even in the nature and blood of Noah and his family. But the Bible says this time, sin is going to be destroyed. Hallelujah. The family of God is not going to be blood. We're not going to have that corruptible blood in us.
Jesus.
We're going to have the Spirit of God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. The perfect one. Hallelujah. The perfect one.
Jesus.
Sin is going to be did away with. Hallelujah. And I want to see him, and I want to be in a place where you can't even think wrong. Hallelujah. Where there will be no more sickness. Hallelujah. You're not going to need no electric lights. Hallelujah. The glory of God is going to be our light.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You want to go.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Where Jesus is.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Only the blood of Jesus Christ can save us. Father, thank you, Lord, for your precious blood that was shed it from the foundation of the world. And Lord, we thank you for being obedient. Because of your obedience to the Father, and you sustaining all of that agony, all of that pain, all of that hurt because you loved us and you loved the Father. And because of your obedience to the Father, said that the Father raised you from the grave and raised you with all power, with eternal power, never to die no more. And Lord, help us to understand, my God, that this thing called salvation is real.
Yes, it is.
That there is a heaven.
Jesus.
And that there is a hell. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for life and life evermore through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. And as I was praying, I heard Mother Ella say, when she was down south, that he would call me. She didn't answer the phone. She said, where are you going to spend eternity? You going to spend it somewhere. You going to spend it in heaven? Or are you going to spend it in hell? The choice is yours. You can pay now, or you can pay later. But if you decide to pay later, you're going to lift up your eyes and eternal separation, eternal damnation from God. Is there anyone who feels in their heart that they want to receive the power of the Holy Ghost? It's here. It's a gift. You can come and believe God for that gift. And God will pour out himself upon you. It won't take all day, but you have to be ready. Is there one who believes in God in their heart for the Holy Ghost? Is there one for prayer? Is there someone that's going through and they just need someone to whisper in their ear that God cares and that God already knows about it?